You're listening to SBS News.
You have supported the people of Australia. You have supported working class of Australia by making that garment.
Vicky Scorsis runs a garment factory in Melbourne with her son Philip, making clothes for some of the city's top labels. The 70-year-old has seen a lot of changes over a long career in the Australian rag trade, but nothing like the devastation caused when coronavirus hit last year, leaving them with losses after a substantial order was cancelled.
We have to tell all our staff to go home.
Which was devastating.
The family survived the pandemic by pivoting to making protective clothing, but COVID-19 is not the only challenge the business has faced in the past 37 years. With most of the clothes sold in Australia made in China, Vicky's business, CGT Australia, is among many local manufacturers to find the going tough. Now the Brunswick business is once again at the cutting edge of the Made in Australia movement, as son Philip Scorsis explains.
We're just inundated with calls with people wanting Australian-made garments.
No one was ready for this.
Yeah, it's almost like it just went gangbusters. Bang, let's go. We want stuff made in Australia, help us out.
Philip and his mother Vicky, who was born in Greece to a family of garment makers, recently joined other business owners in Sydney and Melbourne making all-Australian casual wear, a venture started by corporate lawyer turned online retailer Kate Dillon.
They very much feel like family. We wanted to have a product that was an end-to-end Australian supply chain that would also make you feel good because you were supporting 22 businesses in the process.
Kate had the idea for the sweatshirts when online sales of her luxury handbags slowed as more women began working from home.
40% worth of losses a year on year, and logistic costs had increased by 30%. So it was a really serious situation.
The Made in Australia turnaround is a silver lining during COVID, with many retailers closed during lockdown and business costs rising by 14% due to supply chain disruptions. And with Chinese imports already accounting for 75% of all clothing sold in Australia and only 4% made locally, Kate Dillon says buying all Australian will help small and family businesses survive the pandemic.
The support of the community coming together to back my business, but to also back all these other businesses, has been fantastic.
The first run of sweatshirts has already sold out and more are on order, with recent research showing Australians are increasingly willing to pay more to buy locally made. Industry leaders say it is also helping to protect almost 500,000 workers in the fashion and textile industry. Asia Benmejoub is the publisher of Rag Trader magazine.
It's a great example of Australian small businesses coming together to support one another and to encourage growth. And initiatives like these not only demonstrate the power of small local businesses, but are also really important to the economic fabric of Australia. It's